yesterday, after months of hinting that she would make it public, the Public Health Commissioner, Renee Coleman Mitchell, decided not to release the 2018-2019 school-level vaccine data. Here to talk about that is our friend, the House Majority Leader, Matt Ritter. Mr. Leader, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Did this surprise you, this decision by Ms. Coleman Mitchell not to put the data out there?
It didn't just surprise me. I think it surprised the vast majority of the General Assembly. Actually, we have a call amongst leaders today to discuss it. We're just a little confused. The logic last year was we thought sound, which is that parents, particularly those of children who are medically compromised, who cannot receive vaccinations or are undergoing treatment for all kinds of different things, including you know, cancers, would want to know. And so the statement she made last year, we thought was spot on. She said, releasing data by county or statewide doesn't help anybody, because the problem is not that we have low rates of vaccinations in most communities.
Right.
It's pockets of areas. It's certain schools.
Right.
So she's depriving that information. So it's very perplexing. We will probably have a response as leaders. And I've talked to the governor's office yesterday. We have a call this morning, but we're just not sure why the 180, quite frankly.
Well, and the thing is, okay, the information that would be released, it's a school by school. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So it's not like we're naming names here, right?
No. And the lawsuit that was filed, which, you know, if DPH just said we want to wait for this lawsuit to end, and I believe it will be dismissed easily next week, then that would be one thing. But the statement didn't say that at all. And you have no way of knowing who the kids are.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of school by school data. We release test scores by school.
Right.
So you would have no way of knowing unless you were to publicly announce that you didn't vaccinate your child. Nobody would know.
So from reading the story on CT News Junkie, Matt, it appears that Coleman Mitchell said that seemed to say that because there were only three measles cases this year, that it wasn't necessary to release that data. What is that? That to me just seems like, so if there was 100, then the data would be released?
It's a good question, right? I mean, if you're concerned about the country, the national outbreak, if you're concerned about what happened in New York, it's not, to your point, Joe, is it three, is it eight? I mean, I don't know what triggers it. You probably should just be consistent in how you approach it. And again, the quotes from DPH last year were simply that we're going to release this every year because it's important for transparency. It's important that parents know. Here's the bigger question that I don't know the answer to. Did the numbers get worse or get better? And so this is the data for the school year that ended this previous spring, right?
Okay.
So it's the 18-19 school year that they now have gathered. What I really want to know from them as well is, are the 102 schools that were below the CDC recommended, did they get worse? Did some get better? Are we seeing improvements? The county data doesn't help us at all.
No.
And so what I really worry about is, did we go from 102 schools to more? Did we have, of those 102 schools that had low vaccination rates, did some get even worse? We had some schools in the high 60s, low 70s.
Wow.
Did those get worse? And so it's really perplexing, and I will admit this has gotten very legally complicated, so I'm trying to not cast aspersions. I'm trying to be understanding of where DPH is coming from, but the comment didn't leave a lot of wiggle room, and I think that made a lot of us uncomfortable.
I know you said you're going to have a call with the governor, but in the story I'm reading, Max Reese, the governor's communications director, said that the governor supported Coleman Mitchell's decision.
I had not heard that. I had heard they had no comment as of yesterday. But again, I think everyone is trying to get their arms around it. We'll see where this goes. It's so serious, it could be a matter for a special session. I mean, the speaker and I have to talk about that, but I think parents are scratching their head going, last year you told me we had a problem in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fix is. I acknowledge that getting rid of the religious exemption comes with all kinds of emotions and controversies.
It does.
There are true medical reasons why people can't get vaccinated, and it's a powerful topic. But where you see New York and Maine just in the last 6 months get rid of it, by the way, they had very similar vaccination rates at certain schools in those two states, and they got rid of it. And to now come out and say, we forget what we said last year, I just think doesn't sit well with people, and I think we have a duty to get that information out there. And there are many ways to get that information out there. One could be a law change to clarify, although I think she has the legal authority to do it. You know, there are other ways to do it. I won't go into all the legislative abilities that we have and powers that we have, but right. I don't think this is going to end on this note as of today. No.
Matthew Ritter is the House Majority Leader, by the way.
Matthew,
yeah. Matt.
I don't mind Matt. If I get called Matthew, I probably did something wrong. So.
Okay.
Tom calls you Matthew. We don't call you Matthew.
He does not call me Matthew.
Well,
my mother calls me Matthew more often than
Matthew. Go back, so refresh us on the lawsuit. What's it about? Yep.
You know, I haven't really, I can't admit that all I've read is news accounts. I've never read the briefs or anything. There's a family that says that they were targeted and ostracized because somehow the parents or other children knew their son or daughter was not vaccinated.
Oh.
And therefore, the release of the data caused it. I don't think the release of the data caused it. Clearly, if people found out about this person's medical condition, that is what caused it. But I don't know how you could identify an individual from just releasing school-by-school data. Even if it was one kid in the school, I don't know how you would know who that kid is.
That's right. So general.
Yeah.
Having said that, look, I don't want kids. No one wants kids getting abused and harassed. I mean, this is first of all, it's not their decision in many cases. It's the parents. But it's a serious topic that, you know, by just sort of, I don't want to say people are getting afraid or scared, but look, I get a lot of interesting Twitters and Facebook posts from people who feel that I am a very, very misled and misguided person, right?
Okay.
And I'm willing to take that. I'm willing to have that conversation because I think we have to do something. For folks on the other side, I get how emotional it is.
Right, exactly.
The point is we have the Department of Public Health, which is charged with protecting our children in the public health of the state of Connecticut, sort of saying, it almost seems like they're saying, I'm not cut out for this.
Right.
I can't deal with this. There's too much heat. There's too much emotion. We had a lawsuit. And I think us in the legislature are saying, welcome to our world.
Right,
exactly.
We deal
with difficult issues.
Matt, we got
guns or vaccines, you know?
So. We got to scoot. Thank you for the time.
Understood.
Next time, hey, we got Jeff Curry on our side on this beverage thing. So
okay,
we're going to make
so
this
happen.
If you have Curry, you're in good shape. Just get Fasano. When you talked about pizza, mention the alcohol thing, too. Whatever you got.
Well, okay? Goodbye. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matthew. Bye, good to have you.